Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. You're gonna listen to 1 hour of beautiful music and a discourse by Osho. I started the discourses on the 10 Bulls of Zen because I needed some clarity in what was going on in my own head. I realized that through Osho Radio, I would like to give you the essence of what have been my experiences with Osho. Enjoy the program. I hope it means as much to you as it does for me. Just relax and let yourself go into the flow of meditation. The discourse today is from the series The Search number 3. If you want to listen to the full discourse, you can download it for free through the website oshoworld.com. Today the discourse is about perceiving the bull and catching hold of the bull. The bull, Osho says, is your very own life energy, the energy of your being. In the first sutra, Perceiving the Bull, Osho talks a lot about sensitivity. He says, my whole effort is to make your sensitivity as intense as possible. Practice with your senses as much as you can in the outside world and then apply them to your inner world also. If only you open up completely and open up all your senses at the same time, meditation can happen to you. The second sutra, Catching the Bull, is about the struggle that is always there. The energy of the bull is immensely strong. And when you try to get hold of the bull, the mind will always resist in 1,000 different ways. You've got to decide for yourself not to ever give up.
third sutra, perceiving the bull. I hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is mild, willows are green along the shore. Here no bull can hide. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? The third sutra is about sensitivity. I hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is mild, willows are green along the shore. When you become sensitive, sensitive to all that is happening around you, the song of the nightingale. When you become sensitive to everything that is happening to you and surrounding you, the sun is warm, the wind is mild, willows are green along the shore. The religious search is different from a scientific search. In a scientific search inquiry, you have to be concentrated. So much so that you forget the whole world. There have been cases a scientist was working in his lab and the house caught fire. But he was not aware of it. He had to be dragged out of the house. He was so concentrated. So narrow becomes the consciousness that everything else is excluded. Concentration is narrowing of the consciousness. A concentrated mind becomes very, very insensitive towards everything else. This is meditation, becoming aware of all that is happening without any choice. Just choicelessly aware. I hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is mild, willows are green along the shore. Here no bull can hide. In such a sensitivity, how the bull can hide? The bull can hide if you are concentrated into one direction. Then there are many directions in which the bull can hide. But when you are not concentrated in any direction, just open to all directions, how the bull can hide? A beautiful sutra. Now there is no possibility. Because there is not a single corner which is outside your consciousness. There is no hiding place. Thorough concentration, you can avoid. You become alert about one thing at the cost of 1001 other things. In meditation, you are simply aware without any bracketing. You don't put anything aside. You are simply available. If the nightingale sings, you are available. If the sun is felt, touches you on the body, and you feel the warmth, you are available. If the wind passes by, you feel it, you are available. A child cries, a dog barks. You are simply aware. You don't have any object. Concentration is objective. Meditation has no object to it. And in this choiceless awareness, mind disappears. Because mind can remain only if consciousness is narrow. If the consciousness is wide, wide open, The mind cannot exist. Mind can exist only with choice. Meditation is just standing in the open sky, available to everything. Here no bull can hide. What artist can draw the massive head, those majestic horns, and suddenly the bull is seen. In great sensitivity, suddenly you become aware of your energy, pure energy, sheer delight. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? No artist can draw. It is the real bull. It is not a picture. Your all senses merged into one sensitivity. This is what sensitivity is all about. Not that you are eyes and ears and nose. No, you are eyes, ears, nose all together. There is not gap. You see and you hear and you touch and you smell and you taste all together simultaneously. You have not chosen any sense particularly. Ordinarily, we have all chosen. Few people are eye-oriented. They only see. They cannot hear so well. They are sound blind. If a great music is going on, they simply feel restless. And what is there to listen? If there is something to be seen, they are ready. They may enjoy a dance, but they will not enjoy singing. There are ear-oriented people who can enjoy sound and singing, but their eyes are dull. And the same with other senses. Each person has devoted his energy to one sense, and that has become a dominating factor, a dictatorial factor. Particularly, eyes have become very important. And 80% of your energy is devoted to the eyes. Other senses suffer badly because only 20% energy is left for all other senses. The eye has become an Adolf Hitler. The democracy of your senses is lost. A real man of understanding lives through all the senses. His touch is total. If a real man of understanding touches you, immediately you will feel a transfer of energy. Suddenly you will feel something inside you has been awakened. His energy has touched your sleeping energy. Something arises in you. If you hear the voice of a man of understanding, his content is significant, but even his voice is significant. Something touches your heart. Something soothes you. His voice surrounds you like a warm blanket. His voice has warmth. It is not cold. It has a singing quality in it, a poetry. Senses should remain alive. Not only that, your senses should fall in a deep inner rhythm and harmony. This would become an orchestra. only then truth can be known. Only then you can catch hold of the bull. Wherever one enters, one sees the head of the bull. And then, when your senses are totally alive and merging into each other, and you have become a pool of energy, then the bull cannot hide anywhere. Thank you. fourth sutra, catching the bull, I seize him with a terrific struggle. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He charges to the high plateau, for above the cloud mists are in an impenetrable ravine he stands. I seize him with a terrific struggle. A struggle is going to be there, because the mind is not going to lose its power easily. The mind has been a dictator so long. Now you want the dictator to come down from the throne. It is impossible. The mind has become accustomed of bossing you and bullying you. It will give you a tough fight. It will go on following you, and it will go on finding weak moments when it can again overpower you. Whenever you want to move into the unknown, the mind resists. The mind says, no, this is not good. The mind will find 1001 rationalizations, and it is going to give you a hard struggle. That is natural. So don't be worried about it. It has to be so. But if you persist, you will become the master. Just perseverance, persistence is needed. I seize him with a terrific struggle. But once you have seen the bull, the energy of your being, you can catch hold of it. Of course it is going to be a struggle, because the mind has remained in power so long. His great will and power are inexhaustible. He changes to the high plateau, for above the cloud mists are in an impenetrable ravine he stands. And this energy, this bull, is inexhaustible. Sometimes it is standing on the top of a hill, at a peak of experience, sometimes in a valley, deep ravine. Once you become sensitive to the world around you, then your sensitivity can be turned towards inside, towards your inner home. It is the same sensitivity with which you hear a nightingale sing, with which you feel the warmth of the sun, with which you smell the fragrance of a flower. It is the same sensitivity now has to be turned withinwards. With the same sensitivity you are going to taste you, smell you, see you, touch you. Use the world as a training for sensitivity. Always remember, if you can become more and more sensitive, everything is going to be absolutely right. Don't become dull. Let your all senses be sharp, their tone sharp, alive, full of energy. And don't be afraid of life. If you are afraid of life, then you start becoming insensitive, so nobody can hurt you. People are afraid. If they move in any relationship, they may be rejected. If they move in any relationship, they may not prove adequate. If they move in any relationship, then their reality will surface and the mass will drop. They are afraid because the other may leave someday. So it is better not to get involved, otherwise it will hurt very much. then they become insensitive. They move blindfolded in life, and then they ask, where is God? God is all around. You need to be sensitive, and you can see the bull anywhere. Behind each tree and behind each rock, the bull is hiding. Touch with love, and even the rock responds, and you can feel the bull there. Look lovingly at the stars, and the stars respond, and the bull is hidden there. The bull is the energy of the total. You are part of it. If you are alive and sensitive, you can feel the whole. The struggle is going to be difficult. One should be aware of it from the very beginning, so that you don't get disheartened in your journey. It is going to be difficult. Mind has a very negative attitude about your inner search. It is against it. And it is very easy to be against anything than to be for it. It is very easy to say no than to say yes. The mind is a no-sayer. I have heard about one law expert, Clarence Darrow. He was a noted, world-famous criminal lawyer. He had found himself on the dissenting side of argument since youth, and now he was to debate with another attorney. "Are you familiar with the subject?" he asked Darrow. "No," Darrow admitted. "Then how can you engage in debate?" "That's easy," said Darrow. "I will take the negative side. I can argue against anything." It is very, very easy to argue against anything. No saying comes easy to the mind. Once you say yes, things become difficult. No simply cuts the whole thing. There is no need to go any further. For example, if I tell you, "Look, these trees are beautiful." And if you say yes, and I ask why, "Why do you think these are beautiful?" It is going to be very difficult to prove. Thousands of years, philosophers have been thinking about what is beauty, and nobody has yet been able to define it. So if I ask why, you will be in difficulty. But if you say no, then there is no problem. Because now it will be a problem for me to prove that they are beautiful. You simply say no. No is very economical. Yes is dangerous. But remember, once you say no, you become less alive. A man who goes on saying no, 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 becomes more and more insensitive. No is a poison. Be alert. Try to say more yes, even if it is difficult, because with the yes, the mind will lose its hold on you. With the no, the hold will become more and more stronger. And the mind is going to follow you to the very end. Only at the very end, just on the steps of the temple of God, mind leaves you never before it. It goes on following you. the last thing, the bull is always waiting for you. The bull is not somewhere outside you. The bull is your innermost core. Between the bull and you, there is a big wall of mind, of thoughts. Thoughts are the bricks, transparent bricks, made of glass. So you can see through them, and you may not be even aware that there is a wall between you and reality. I have heard that one fish one day asked the queen fish in an ocean that I have been hearing so much about the ocean, so much talk about the ocean, but where is this ocean? And the queen fish laughed and she said, "You are born in that ocean. You are born out of that ocean. You live in that ocean. Right this moment you are in it, and it is in you. And one day you will again disappear in the ocean." But the question seems relevant, because how the fish can know? Because the ocean has been always there, not missed for a single moment. It has been so obviously there, so naturally there, and so transparently there. One thing is certain, that the fish, the mind of a fish, is going to be the last thing to know anything about the ocean. So close, hence so distant. So obvious, hence so hidden. So much so available, hence one is not aware of it. Man also lives in an ocean of energy. The same energy inside, the same energy outside. You are born of it. You live in it. You will dissolve in it. And if you are missing it, it is not because it is very far away. You are missing it because it is very close. You are missing it because you have never missed it. It has been always there. Just become more sensitive. Listen to the nightingales more deeply. Listen to the trees, the music that surrounds you. Listen to everything, see everything, touch everything with so much intensity and so sensitivity that when you look at anything, you become the eyes. When you hear anything, you become the ears. You touch anything, you become the touch. And you are not stuck in any sense. All the senses merge into one. All the senses become one sensitivity. And suddenly you will find you have always been in God. You have always been with God. To me, the whole training is how to become more and more sensitive. Other religions have told you to become insensitive, to kill and destroy your sensitivity. I tell you to make it as intense as possible. Because finally, God is not separate from life. Being alive to life is being alive to God. And that is the only prayer. All other pairs are homemade, man-made. Sensitivity is the only prayer God given. Be alert, aware. Hear the song of the nightingale. Allow the sun to touch you and feel the warmth. Let the breeze not only pass by you, but pass through you. So it goes on cleansing your heart. Look, willows are green along the shore. Here noble can hide. It is impossible for God to hide. God is not hidden. Only you live with blind folds on your eyes. You are not blind. God is not hidden. Just blind folds on your eyes. Those blind folds are of thoughts, desires, imaginations, dreams, fictions, all fictions. If you can drop fictions, if you can renounce fictions, suddenly you are in reality. So I don't ask you to renounce the world. I ask you to renounce the dreams. That's all. Only renounce that which you have not got. Only renounce that which is not really there in your hands. You simply imagine it is there. Renounce your dreams. And reality is available. Struggle is going to be a little hard because the mind will not be so easily convinced. Because it is going to be a death of the mind. So that too is natural, that the mind will resist. The death of the mind is your life. And the life of the mind is your death. If you choose mind, you commit suicide as far as your inner being is concerned. If you choose yourself, you will have to drop the mind. And that is what meditation is all about. Enough for today.
कुदाचार लीना कुदृष्टि कुवाक्या
This was Osho Radio for today. We started with instrumental music by Milarepa called Stone Buddhas with Chandrika on the piano. Then there was Ashik's violin. And during the discourse, there was a piece of music from the CD Riding the Bull. After the discourse, you heard Anandricha from her CD Divine Melody. And we're going to finish with Subodha with a song called Butterflies from his CD Ocean of Joy. Goodbye, everybody. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Take care. And namaste.
When your river has reached to the valley.